the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. This is where the title tones were born.
And where they ended.
And where they ended.
And where I killed
Maybe them. Mercifully. I'm not 100% sure. There's a gravestone back here with title tones on it. 2022, I think.
Again, as one of the Della boys put it, if Oasis can reunite, and those guys, those brothers just were, couldn't stand each other.
Is that Wonderwall? Is that one of their
that's
songs?
That's them. Yeah.
Good tunes.
So okay. If they're able to come back, maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Gina, not even entertaining the possibility.
What I was thinking is, why didn't we practice a song and let everybody decide if we should come back? But we didn't practice.
Yeah, I think we're probably
we don't have Laramie here.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
He's putting out a fire or whatever he said, cooking with. Oh,
now we're
gravy.
Cooking.
Now
with
we're
gas.
Cooking. Wait, oh, yeah. That's
cooking
what
it was. Gas. And then I think that took a process to get on the air with that. So it's always a process.
It is a process.
So when I said that Gina, and I see Gina a bunch. When I came back and said, Gina looks great, she's sleek, she's got stuff going on, now you know. And we have the video stream. Look at Gina.
I'm not going to lie. When you said
that. You were nervous.
Well, no, I hadn't seen you. And I was just a little bit worried about the idea of just talking about someone's appearance generally. Mm-hmm. Like, we certainly don't talk about our appearance.
We limit that. We let our YouTube channel run with that. And that's okay.
But you look amazing.
Thank you.
Like, I'm not just saying that. It's true.
This is so awkward. Thank you.
What's awkward?
Although I love hearing it.
First of all, it's awkward. God, Gina, you look fantastic. I've known you to be super awkward.
No, keep going. Please stop telling me
how good I look.
Fair enough.
Please.
Great sweatshirt.
Should we talk about that?
If you want.
This is your segment.
This is my segment.
Brought you my Quick Trip.
Right. That's a very weird twist.
Oh, my God. John Joseph Kellerwitz, I am so proud of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, but I am sporting the Quick Trip hoodie because we don't have Pella hoodies, or I'd be sporting that one.
But I just ordered one.
But you just ordered one. We're going to make one for you.
He's so high maintenance, isn't he? You could just get a vest or a polo, but he's got to have a hoodie.
I love that it's going to be a unique item just for you. I'm going to make it just for you.
Okay. Always being bullied.
Who's bullying?
Can you be a little kinder?
I think it goes both ways.
It's exhausting.
It is.
So what all
do you have going on? Because you have
got a lot of stuff.
We know you
got
to go.
Well, I got it going on, but other than that, with Pella, let's talk about Pella. That was R-rated, wasn't it? These days, is anything even?
No, I think we're fine. We're still a family show.
It's a family show. Back on track. So anybody listening and mentions that you hear our special from these two awesome guys, it is $250 off your project when you schedule your appointment with us at PellaWI.com today or 855-PellaWI. And we also, for anybody who comes to the showroom all day, we're here till 5 o'clock, ending with Mr. Brust. God help us, right?
Yeah,
who knows? He does crawl under things. I'm going to have to keep him under control.
Yep.
But we are giving 2,000. We're picking out, drawing a winner, which will be you guys will announce Friday, and it's $2,000 off an order. Certain restrictions apply.
There's always certain restrictions. There should be.
So, and one of the boys told me that you can also get the $250 off just by calling.
Correct.
You don't have to come and see us, even though there are some bagels left.
There are.
But then once all those appointments have been booked, then we'll have the drawing, and then we'll give away the $2,000
off.
Hopefully it coincides with your schedule that we're getting our new front window put in next week.
Is he eligible then?
Tomorrow. No.
Is he eligible?
Is it next week? I'm in California. Oh. Darn it. I might fly home just for you.
I don't think you will.
Nor should you. But we're excited about that. I know Paul is really excited about that. I am curious, are you expecting like a huge crowd for this? Because, you know, we're a little bit earlier in the day. The bagels are still, there's a few left. But Tausch has been touting the sandwiches that are going to be.
Yeah, I'm curious what kind of sandwiches. And on the read, it said sandwiches, not sandwiches. Which I don't. Is there a
difference? Was that Austin's typo?
Yeah, and maybe. And I'm not going to throw Austin under the bus. Maybe I ad libbed.
Actually, when Austin Gianella was little, he said sandwich. So it could be a psychological typo.
And I notice you still. Like, Chris, you tell. And how old is Austin?
Austin.
He's a handsome fella.
Is so handsome.
But you want him to cut his hair.
It's a little long. It's handsome. Look at him. Oh, he's giving me the look.
Yeah,
you can't
that was
give me the look.
The look. He did give you the look.
He gave me the look. It could be trimmed. Don't you work with me.
I think it's like the junior Tausch. I think it's okay.
He's such a handsome fellow.
Oh, I though. Feel like it's a junior Scals.
Yeah,
and now
he does
Scals,
look like Scals.
He's
oh,
they could be brothers.
He's a total Scalser.
100%.
Sure.
I feel like he should be in the background here so people could see this hair.
Get back here.
Come on, Austin.
I made that hair for you. Oh, God.
All right, Gina. So you have supported our show. We appreciate it. You've done a ton in the sports world. Packers, they're heading over to Brazil. You decided not to go.
There's fires. The air quality might not be the best.
Oh, we can't talk about any of that.
Oh, we can't?
Did
I break another rule?
The NFL. What's your outlook?
Like green and gold.
We're not going to ask you. We have our bold-a-thon tomorrow. We're not going to ask for any bold prediction. But what's your outlook? The Brewers are having a great season. You're obviously a great partner with them, too. But what's your outlook for this year's team?
Let's have a moment of silence for Willy Adames first off. Love that guy.
Because
he's so amazing.
Don't we want to have
exaltation? That's not what a moment
he's
of
so
silence
amazing.
Is.
Let's have a moment of silence.
I was like,
okay, exaltation.
What the hell happened to Willy
Adames? Okay.
Gina, breaking news here.
Just saying.
Don't hit the sound.
Happy birthday. You know, he hits a home run
three
again.
Every home run he hits is a three-run home.
It is what, yeah. We needed it yesterday when I was there. That was sad. But I think the Packers are going to be amazing. What do you think? They're going to be Jason, you should see him look at. I wish everybody could see him. He's disgusted. Like
I'm
Austin
disgusted.
Was with his hair. It's that same look.
No, it's not disgusted. I'm confused a little bit.
Confused over Willy?
The moment of silence really.
It did throw me off, too, a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. Let's have a moment of silence for the Packers season.
You're like, what you, does that mean? You pause.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, you pause and just...
Oh, in appreciation.
In appreciation. Do you ever do that?
Yeah,
do you ever pause?
Maybe we should. Maybe that's part of the transformation of Gina Della is the meditation and the pausing and all of the other
stuff.
Well,
I'd have to Google how to meditate.
Is this for meditation, too?
No, I don't know how to meditate.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
It just was a moment it came out.
Okay. There you go. All right. I don't have a whole lot of conversational segues.
Let's have a moment of silence for your segue.
A moment of awkward silence, for sure. All right, again, tell everyone what they need to do to take advantage of this opportunity before you get other stuff that you've got going on elsewhere and not on the show.
Wow.
She's good.
Call by 5 o'clock.
$250 bucks off.
5 p.m. Central Standard Time. $250 off your order.
Mm-hmm.
You can call 855-PELLA-WI. Can't get easier than that.
That is pretty easy.
Or go to PellaWI.com. I've said that a couple
Today,
times.
Certain restrictions do apply.
Today, certain restrictions apply.
So, one last thing about the sleek new Gina Della, who's got a lot going on, or who's gotten a lot of run on our show.
Although you have not sent us any show topic ideas since you dropped the steak or the toilet paper.
Yeah.
The toilet
Did
paper.
You use the toilet
we
paper?
We haven't yet, but she's...
Wait, you've been holding on to a topic from her that you forgot to give
us? I wanted to wait until she came.
Oh, my God. I think about it every day because today, can we just quickly talk?
Go for it, yes.
Yeah. Which direction is your toilet paper? I'm going to be married 36 years.
I like the underroll.
Right. No, it should be over.
Over the top.
Over.
Well, what I prefer, honest to God, is I don't want it attached. No. I want it sitting there so I can control it.
No.
I want to be able to grab it and then spool it myself. That's what I like.
I can't even believe you just said that because that's what made me think of it when you just said toilet paper. Chris now plops it up there.
Yeah, I'm a plop
now
guy.
He doesn't even we're plopping our toilet paper to grab.
Yeah. So you guys are both over the top. You guys are over the top. If I'm going to have it, it'd be under, but I'm a plop guy. Leave it up top. Let me control how I do it.
Even when company comes, you want it plopped up there?
I guess that's in communal mode you can leave it in.
Communal
but when it's in your own, like in
that's
your bedroom, your bedroom, bathroom, yes, I think plop. Everywhere else for communal, yes, leave it, but then go under, not over. What do you guys want it over for?
I think
it sticks. It's you don't even see it. When it's under, you see that it's rip down. You can pull.
No,
it.
Then you gotta go boop boop boop.
Yeah,
boop,
but when
keep
it's
trying
up
to
top,
get it.
You gotta like yank and crank and do this. It's just a whole deal.
More efficient to go over for sure. More efficient. You can just. Yeah.
Now that Jesse says that,
quick.
I'm even more.
Jesse,
convinced I'm right.
Thank
You're
you. Oh
helping.
My God. No, he said over.
No, he's
I know,
over.
That's why.
I'm
on the
you guys
not
team.
Three,
because
he's not, you guys we don't are three.
You guys are three peas in a pod.
Indeed, we are.
And let's end the toilet paper discussion with the fact that it creates dust on the toilet paper holder thingy. Mm. Do you guys ever wipe the toilet paper dust from it? No, you
well,
don't.
The couch is a plop.
I'm a plop artist.
He's
a and I actually like it. You just leave it on the back of the toilet. Where it's just back there and you just and can grab. Yeah.
No, you then you reach, you drop it, it goes, it unrolls. Good God.
It's a complicated deal. What's not complicated, the great deals at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are the window and door equivalent of hitting for the cycle. Three-run homers. They do it all. Pella manufactures all of their own products. And each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure that it stands the test of time and quality craftsmanship and innovative design. They are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. And if you order by September 30, you can get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today. And as always, certain restrictions do apply.
And have a moment of silence.
Have a moment of silence when you're picking out those beautiful doors
right.
slash windows.
Again, you have till 5 o'clock today to just
$250 off
or give a call
yep.
into
schedule.
What's that number again?
855-PELLA-WI.
I see you every day. I drive to Lambeau Field. You're on the billboard.
Am I having a good hair day every
you
day?
You look amazing.
Thank
now,
you.
Not as amazing as you look in person.
Very
because
sleek.
Because you're
just got it going on.
You got a lot of stuff going on. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're gonna play a game inspired by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We're calling it the window game.
I
now, whether
it.
Or not the music bed will be the title tones, I don't know. That's up to Jesse, and he'll decide next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. But I won't cry for yesterday.
With you. Hey, look, it's the Jesse Nelson show for the time being. Guys got so excited after Gina Della, who's got a lot of stuff going on over at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Brookfield Showroom had a little disconnection, so they're working on getting reconnected to rejoin the show. We're going to play a really fun game coming up, the window game. I was all getting the music ready, and we're working on reestablishing our connection with the guys out at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So in the meantime, the texts are rolling in thanks to Gina Della's topic about toilet paper on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line at 844-770-3776. Mike and Monroe, might be Old T's best take. Toilet paper should just be plopped there. He throws in a love you guys. No, that is... I didn't weigh in because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to get Tausch all riled up if he, you know, but now he can't hear me because they're disconnected for the time being. Plopping the toilet paper down is one of the worst moves you can have. There's nothing worse than if you walk into like a public bathroom or you're at somebody's house for watching the game or something, and you walk in and you just see the toilet paper just sitting there on the counter, and it's like, you figure it out. Like, I don't even know if that toilet paper is the one I'm supposed to be using right now. That's horrible. I can't stand that. That's what Tausch would prefer, is the plopped toilet paper on the back of the toilet seat or on the counter or whatever it would be. So I can't disagree more. And I love Monroe. Everybody knows that. But Mike and Monroe, can't disagree with you more. That might be one of Old T's worst takes, not one of Old T's best takes. Meanwhile, Matt in West Bend, over the top is the best. All right, Matt in West Bend joining the Gina, Jesse, and Jason crew. Over the top is best. It says, hey, I'm right here, ready for you. That is what the toilet paper says, Matt in West Bend. I totally agree. And then Ryan on the text line, yep, that he also agrees that just pick a few, plop guy, there you go. Toilet paper law is over, from Joe in Manitowoc. Joe in Manitowoc loved the entire segment with Gina Della, so thanks for tuning in, Joe. Always appreciate that. Continue to keep the text coming, 844-770-3776 on the ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. We're going to take another quick commercial break, reconnect with the guys who are out at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin in Brookfield at the showroom, where you have a chance to stop by this afternoon. Kyle Brust and Nortman going to be there as well from 2 to 5. All the great deals going on. A lot of good stuff going on, as Gina alluded to. You just heard it a few moments ago. We'll reconnect with the guys in just a couple of minutes, and then we'll play the window game instead of Whoa Nelly, which I'm sure many of you are happy about, because that means less airtime for me. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jesse Nelson, when we ran into a little bit of technical difficulties for holding down the fort and reading texts about toilet paper. A lot of ploppers out there, it sounds like.
The poll is now in the field. I went rogue and put a poll in the field on you guys.
Wow.
So just to frame it up, any sports-related polls that I throw to you, we never put in, but you start talking about toilet paper and poop, you'll be more than happy to put a poll.
I know Jason's not going to tweet out the toilet paper poll from his account, so I felt like
it's true. It's not going to happen. Yeah. He's way too classy for that.
Right. Classy. What I will do, though, is tell you that the next edition of Behind the Bucks is here on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher. Behind the Bucks, Going for Gold, features Bucks stars sharing experiences from competing on the world's biggest stage, the Olympics. From battling against their Bucks teammates to teaming up with fierce rivals, all for the glory of a gold medal, Behind the Bucks offers unique access and deep storytelling for Bucks fans unlike ever before. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Find it on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Time now for a hybrid of Whoa Nelly and the window game.
Because we're way ahead of the clock now that we were completely stunted.
The segment. Yeah, it worked out well.
Okay.
What do you got, Jesse?
Guys, I got in here early, put in some special music to help get us started for a brand new game called the Window Game.
Boy, I really thought with all of the notice and the fact that we had two breaks, the title tones was going to be playing. I really believe that.
Well, he did have to end up, like, running a segment by himself, in fairness to
him. Yeah, if you wouldn't have kicked your connection off over there, we might have actually had the title tones.
I'm not going to blame anybody.
Also, the title tones sang for like 5 seconds in the commercial. Like, it wasn't like that was something we could play that on loop a thousand times.
You know how to loop something, Jesse.
You want me to play the same 5 seconds over and over and think nobody's going to go crazy listening to that? Now we're cooking with gas. All right, the window game with you guys over at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin at the Brookfield Showroom. The question for these teams, how open are their championship windows? And that leaves just enough interpretation where you could answer these as vividly or as, what's the word I'm looking for? Openly, I guess, as you
Un-vividly.
Want. Unvivid, sure. Let's start with the Green Bay Packers. Tausch, how open is the championship window right now for the G&G?
And this is not me being a homer. I think their window is the biggest, most beautiful bay window that is wide open of any team in the NFL. And you could say, well, San Francisco. No, theirs is cracked. Like, theirs is cracked, and it's, you know, going to be interesting
cracked,
to see.
Like, cracked open, or are they actually, like,
No, no, no. Theirs is, I mean, I don't want to make it like it's, but their margin, this is their year. They have dumped it in, and they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. They're going to have to gut a lot of that roster. So take that for what it's worth. They've gotten old quick. Like, that does happen in this league. Mm-hmm. But with where Goody's at and the fact that you signed your quarterback, the deal in a few years is going to look genius. Young players that you're going to be able to decipher and pick and then draft, hopefully, their replacements that will continue on, and you just keep that cycle going. This window is as wide open. And, yes, you can say, well, Kansas City's. Kansas City, as long as Patrick Mahomes there, is going to be wide open too.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy Reid's getting old. How long is he going to coach? That will change that dynamic. You got a young coach with a young quarterback just getting started. Tell me whose window for championships in the next 5 years is better outside of Kansas City, who we have to outlie with everything because of what they've done. Whose is better? Who's got it better than us at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin than the Green Bay Packers? I don't know the answer.
So I know it's
I do know the answer, and it's Green Bay.
It's the window game. I was just going to say, you just said the answer. It's the window game, but I'm sitting here looking at the Pella doors that they have in front. So they've got the Pella Reserve traditional style door. They've got the Lifestyle Series.
Kind of an impervia guy.
I was getting to that. The Reserve, which is more of a contemporary style.
Yeah.
And then there's the Pella Impervia, the fiberglass patio doors. And they're sliding, right? So if you slide it all the way open, that is definitely the Packers.
Just wait, are we called the door game or is this the window game?
I'm just saying that I'm looking at the
Jesse,
doors.
Did you call it? Did I miss something? Was this the door game or a window game?
We are calling this the window game, Tausch.
Oh, okay. So we're doing
it's
doors.
It's Pella Windows and Doors.
Yeah, but that's not what the name of the game is.
Right, but I'm changing it. Why do you get to change it?
I have
the
no
hell
problem
you
with you.
On this show.
Listen, I don't have any problem with you changing it. I just want
to
make sure
to
we clarify.
Like you might.
The door game could be the bonus round.
You're the impervia guy, yep. As you pointed out. So I'm sliding that door all the way open. It is at its openness.
I love that, but as in our house, we have a track door that is, you close it, and it goes in layers, and it's boom, and then it stops, and boom, and boom. And you can open it, so you have open it
where
up.
Where is that? Is that in here somewhere?
You open it up into another room, and then you can kind of widen out your.
You get your fingers pinched in one of those.
No, you just open it, and it clicks, and it clicks, and it clicks, and then it goes all the way in, and it's boom. And then you can expand your room. It's beautiful. Uh-huh. That's where the Packers are at. They're fully wide open. Fully wide open.
I thought this was the window game.
You changed it, which I'm fine with. I just want to make sure you clarify when you do those things.
All right. Pella Impervia fiberglass patio doors slid wide open for the Packers. Next.
Moment of silence for Willie Adames and the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, that was something. I love Gina. I don't know if she fully
understands. I legit was wondering, like, did he bust his thumb?
I was concerned I missed something last night. Yes.
Like, the trade deadline's passed. It's too late to. Because I remember talking to Levering before the season, and there were some that thought that because the expectations were low.
And Gina's tight with Levering, too, now. And I. Maybe Levering. So I'm just glad that that moment of silence was in a good way, which.
Yeah.
Turns out it was. How open is the championship window for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tausch?
I don't think it's wide open. I would say it's one of those, it's not cracked.
It's about halfway open?
I'd say quarter.
Mm. Wait a minute.
Your margin of error is just small.
Wait a minute. You just said when Homer was on, though, that they can win it all.
I said they need to win it all to make
this
the story.
No, but you said they can
do it. Yes, they can. They're not going to be favorites. They're not.
Well, so then we're not sliding the impervia door all the way open, but don't you think it's like
halfway open? I'm sticking with a window because I'm sticking with the game.
You changed the game a minute ago.
No, I changed it because you mentioned doors. I'm saying this window, it's
so much
open.
Better when we're not.
No, it's open, but it's not halfway because they're not going to be favored against Philly or against the Dodgers. They're just not. And if they have to go through those two horses, it's going to be tough sledding to get there. Mm-hmm. So the expectation game and everything else is not going to be that the Brewers are going to win a championship.
Now, if they do it, oh, baby, the celebrations are going to be, you know, windows galore. But right now, I would say it's open, but it's a quarter of the way open, because if you think that they go to the playoffs this year and they get knocked out, do you think anybody's going to have the Brewers as favorites next year when Adama's in here? I doubt it.
All right. Well, I think a quarter is too far closed. I don't think you've opened it up.
It's really kind of at least like a nice, like cats can fly through there. Young kids, slim people, but thicker bodies are going to have a hard time.
I think we could get through the door. So I'm going to say it's a third open, right? A third would be more open.
It's a little
than
bit more. Yeah, you're looking like 8% more.
Well, I think you're too low. So I'd like to go a little more than that.
Okay.
But
Jesse, where are you at on that window?
3/8, maybe?
I'm not going to do any more math. Jesse, where are you at with the Brewers window?
I actually like the 3/8. I think that's...
Thank you. Thank
because
you very much.
Here's the thing. So the Brewers play
the
Phillies.
Like 40%? 3/8?
And 38%, 16? Something like that. If the Brewers play the Phillies at American Family Field on September 15th, 16th, and 17th. Nope, 16th, 17th, 18th. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in 2 weeks.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That series, the Brewers entered today 1.5 back of the Phillies for the second best record in the National League. To me, it all comes down to getting that first round bye through the postseason into the NLDS. Because if you make the Phillies play those games, it can throw off the pitching rotation. It just makes you work harder. Those byes are so important, unless apparently you're the sixth seed.
The most important bye in the history of Major League.
The worst team getting in has been able to make a run, too. But if they can get through that first round where everything can be fluky in a 2 out of 3 series.
Fluky, yes. If for sure.
If they can pass up the Phillies, we're talking different game.
Mm.
All right. The window game continues. How open... Is the what are you looking at each other? You're giving a look now.
You just like what a weird transition you had.
Well, I thought you might say something after you asked me the question that you might have a reaction. You sat there. Okay.
Like, all right.
We're so much better when the three of us are in our little places.
Well, good news. I don't see us getting together again for a while, so that will work out well.
The Milwaukee Bucks, how open is the championship window, Tausch?
Uh-oh. Cracked. Is it cracked?
Giannis is here.
They're not even playing on Christmas Day.
I think it's more than the Brewers. I'll say it's 46% open. Like, it's not.
Wait, it's more open than the Brewers.
Yeah.
What?
I know. You wouldn't think that makes sense, but it does to me. I think if Chris Middleton can stay healthy, Dalla Dame's had a full offseason. He's going to be
true.
In shape. Giannis is going to be as motivated as ever. He's a married man now.
Get more motivated when you get married?
No, I think you do. Yeah, I totally believe.
Really?
Why?
You're not more motivated to provide now that you have your wife and kids than when you just were some slappy running around Wandos? No, I'm curious. You asked me like it was some insulting question. I do think so. Yes,
right, but never mind.
What do you mean, never mind?
I don't know how much has really changed for Giannis. If he was not a slappy running around Wandos, as you so eloquently put it, he and Mariah and their kids were already a family. So I don't know.
I think his motivation from all of the discussions that have been this offseason, is he a top five player in this conference, in the Eastern Conference? That's a crazy question. I think he's just
motivated
sick and tired.
By doubters.
I think he's motivated by a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he is a competitive SOB. But you got Doc Rivers and other. I just think if this team can stay healthy at the right times, their championship window is more open than even though the Brewers are going to be one of the top three seeds in their league. I think the Bucks are built differently and have a better chance than where we sit with the Brewers.
Okay. I think the Brewers window, considering they have one of the best records in baseball and we are approaching their playoff season. Is slightly better. So I'm going to stick with my 3/8 for the Brewers, and 1/3 is a little bit less for the Bucks, so I will go 1/3 of the way open on the Pella Impervia fiberglass patio.
Okay, so where do you put the Packers? You had them at what?
Fully open, wide open.
So it's 100%.
Well, I guess 50% because the other side of the door is still glass.
Okay.
It's open as far as, because I'm playing the door game.
That's true. I forgot.
Mr. 36 on the YouTube comments says the Brewers' window is wide open, but the screen is down with the Dodgers in front of them.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Because you can still run through the screen.
Yep, it's happened.
It's just going to take a little extra work.
Gina to fix it.
But. Yep. All right, last one, wild card here for the window game. The Chicago Bears championship window. How open is that, Tausch?
I would say right now it's not open hardly at all. They have to prove that Caleb is the guy. I know there's a lot of excitement, but I would look at where the Bears are at similarly to where the Packers were last year. A lot of unknowns. A lot of hope. They're even more hopeful because their quarterback is the number one overall pick, but he's a rookie. He's not going into year four with a bunch of experience sitting behind and learning and all of that, so he's going to go through it. Jordan went through it last year, but I think he was really equipped to handle it. Now, I give Poles credit. He's built that roster up in a better way. So I think that's one of those that I'm going to start it at like a 10% window, but if they mature and develop and grow the way that I think they hope they are, they could be looking at a position where they're, because he's going to be on a rookie deal and Jordan Love is going to start counting against the cap here in a year or two in a big way, that will level that playing field. But as we sit here right now, there's too many unknowns as far as where the Bears are at, 10%.
So I don't even think it's that open for this year. I think that it's like when you slide your Pella Impervia fiberglass patio door closed, but you don't close it all the way. It's not locked in.
Okay.
So the lock won't lock, but you've closed it so like your cat can't run out. It's not cracked open. I think that's where they're at. Now, whether or not that window will continue to get more and more open for them depends on if they got Caleb Williams right and he stays healthy. I personally think they did, and I personally hope they did, because that means Packers-Bears will be an outstanding rivalry moving forward. All right, that is the window game or the door game, whatever the case may be. If you're of a certain BMI, you could play the Fortrea game and make some extra bucks while you're doing it.
Yeah, and if you need new windows, you need some extra cash, you're looking to get to a Packer game, you want to get to some Bucks games, you want to get to Brewers postseason baseball, and you need that cash, Fortrea's got you covered. A couple of different studies, healthy adults ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32, one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, $13,006 for your time and participation. Another one, ooh, big money here. BMI, 30 to 40. Study involves four stays, totaling eight nights with 13 follow-ups, $16,508 for your time and participation. So a lot of money can be earned. Just head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
We will close things up from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. They'll be here all day. KBN will be here later today, but we will wrap our portion of today's program up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. It's a beautiful.
Things up at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield. They're not wrapping things up, just us.
Be here till 5. Come on in. You get $250 off on any consult. Or, I don't know how that all works. You get consult. You get the $250 off if you end up making an order.
Yep.
And then you get another $2,000, an opportunity to win $2,000 off your whole deal. So they got all kinds of fun
And they've got
stuff.
The roller thing like
yeah,
you
like
for,
you're playing bingo.
For bingo.
Exactly. And there's sandwiches.
Yeah,
and it looks like still some bagels
some
left and all the good stuff. So come on out if you have a chance and you're in the Brookfield area today.
All right, so today is Wednesday, even though it doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
It'd be a Friday.
It's not even really a Friday for the Packers. They kind of had their Friday yesterday. Now they have that lengthy travel today.
Yep.
And then it'll be like a real Saturday on Thursday as they walk through at Corinthians Arena as they get ready for Friday night's game in Brazil.
That's an awesome name for a field, by the way.
Corinthians Field.
Corinthians Arena.
Leviticus Arena. I just think once they get all of this other stuff and get through the walkthrough and the bus rides over, it's going to be a really cool experience to play in a different spot where you're going to have a very vibrant, excited fan base. All of this other stuff that, we heard Slay talking about, and you could tell LaFleur and Murphy, that will all be worth it when you go and the leg is swung and the ball is out and you start your season. It can really be something that will springboard a season, this start, because you then will have a little layoff. You'll have a little mini break, not quite the same as what Kansas City and Baltimore, because they're stateside. Uh-huh. But they'll be back Saturday afternoon, watch game Sunday, and get about their normal week to play Indianapolis that following week. It is, if they can find a way to win, it is a gorgeous way to start off the season.
Well, and I think Matt LaFleur pointed it out yesterday, it's also different from London in that it is the start of the season as opposed to
– And I'm telling you – Yeah, and you heard with Luke Fickell talking about it's the longest week of the year to get from training camp, and you're doing it 30 days, and you're playing preseason games. This is, if you're going to have a long trip like this, this is the time to do it, because everybody is amped up. You're sick of, the meaningless preseason and all this. Now it's for real, and yes, it's a long trip, but you can put all of your efforts into this. It's its own separate season. We used to break it into quarters. This game will be its own separate season in comparison to the rest of the year.
One-fifth. I do think it's interesting, too, that –
Which is more or less than three-eighths.
Yes, as we – the mathematicians that we are. I did think it was interesting, too, though, the point that they made yesterday in talking with multiple players. There is that anticipation, regardless of where the game is. They think they've got a really good football team that they're eager to unveil. Especially on the defensive side of the ball, there's that kind of vibe, but also in terms of just what this team is capable of.
Yeah, and we'll see. And that, to me, is going to be the big takeaway from the game. I think offensively it might be a little choppy. It's just that's kind of how it goes. I don't think it's going to be some well-executed, finely-tuned machine the entire game. But defensively, I want to see the fact that all we're hearing about is aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. Let's see it. Let's see. Now, all these players talking about how much they love it. Mm-hmm. Talk is cheap. Get out there when you're out and you have these opportunities. Make plays and change the dynamic and the conversation around what Packers defense has been for the last couple of years, because it's been viewed very negatively. And this is where if you put your stamp on it and you have that game, all of a sudden people are going to look and say, oh, well, we got a defense now too.
Well, when Aaron Rodgers said that, though, then a few weeks later we realized that he wasn't necessarily right. But we will see if that's the case this time around, and we'll see how this plays out moving forward, starting on Friday with their opener in Brazil against the Eagles. That's it for us today, live from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We will do it again tomorrow. KBN will be here later today. Make sure you stop by in Brookfield. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.